This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 24, God's Pondering Servant. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be able to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Luke 2, verse 19. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary had her share of struggles. Her wedding plans were made, and she looked forward to living a normal life with her husband in Nazareth. Then one day, God stepped into her life and told her she would be the mother of the Savior, the Son of God. Mary responded in faith, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." She was all in, no matter where God's adventures would take her. Mary's journey took her with Joseph to Bethlehem. She gave birth there and placed her firstborn son in a manger. In obedience to God, they named him Jesus because he would be the Savior of the world. A group of local shepherds showed up without an invitation, babbling about a bright light in the night and a choir of angels. And then they rushed off with shouts of praise. Wow! Mary reflected on these things, struggling to put them together. Mary kept on pondering. They received a visit from wise men from the east and escaped a massacre by the local king. And later, she watched her son die on a cross. Because Mary responded in faith, the Bible calls her blessed, for she believed what the Lord had said. It's Christmas Eve tonight. Are you willing to take God at His word, no matter your circumstances, and believe in Jesus as your Savior? God's love, displayed for all the world in Jesus, will never let you go. Pray with me. Father God, increase our faith daily. We know you love us. Guide us to serve and honor you wherever you call us to go. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.